nice to be back in a final and old rivals to Tampa, you know, put us out at the semi-final stages last year, and both I felt last year going up to that semi-final that was the final, you know. I thought whoever came out of that side of the semi would win it and prove so, you know. So Satanta again now.
It would appear that there are St. Junans and McCools and others are catching up, but by and large the gap is still there between you and you and Satanta and the rest.
Oh yeah, I suppose McCools semi-finals this year, McCools put it up to us, and Junans put on a very good performance against Satanta, you know, and there's only a pop of a ball in it. So listen, St. Junans is definitely coming there with a good young team, and as Satanta and ourselves have a wee bit more experience now at the minute, maybe got us over the line in the semis. So we're just concentrating this year now, but I'd say next year there'll be more teams pushing too, you know.
As you say, just got over the line against McCools. In fairness, you played for half an hour, coming back from what 6 points down at half time to win, pulling up really.
Yeah, so six down, but we didn't perform at all, and we're very complacent, having beaten them in the group stages the week before quite convincingly, you know. But We had a good team talk at half time, you know, and brought the boys back down to earth, and they went out and put a good shift in and paid dividends at the end, you know. We won comfortably at the end.
A good enough way to go into a final, I suppose, given that you did get the scare in the first half. Maybe a little wake up call.
Big wake up call at half time, you know, and I suppose some of the younger boys thought they'd beat McCools the week before, you know. This was just going to be a given again, but McCools brought a different tempo and a stronger team with them, and it took our younger boys maybe that 30 minutes to catch on and get up to speed. And so listen, we can't afford a half to get against Satanta, or they'll be out of sight at half time, you know.
Yeah, looking at the two teams, probably certainly on paper, maybe an even form as well, Satanta slight favourites.
I think so. I Tom, they're favourites, you know, but I suppose for years, you know, we're under pressure to deliver a county title all the time. We're under pressure to deliver. So I think Satanta's under pressure this year to deliver, you know, considering the team they have and Davin now, a new addition. So they're definitely a strong outfit and very, very strong up front. So our defenders need to be really solid and on their game, you know, to be quiet in their forward line down.
And just reflecting back to your semi-final again, I suppose it was the old guard, Niall Campbell. You came on yourself, you introduced Kieran Dowds at half-time, Joe Boyle. Obviously, you know, key as well, even though you have a good blend of youth and experience in this team. Bart going through something of a slight transition, are you?
Slight transition is right, you know, and we're trying to bet in two or three players a year, you know, and we've two more on board this year, and Connor Carlin and Pierce Harrigan, who just come out of minors, you know, and they're still our minor actually. They're just eligible to play this year for seniors, and I suppose you need the experience along with Tom, and we needed it against McCools to settle down, you know, and we're making too many basic errors, and you need the old heads, you know, and legs along with that to make it work.
And team wise, for Sunday, any knocks or any bruises?
A couple of injuries, you know, with Benny Harrigan struggling and wee Niall Campbell struggling at the minute, but hopefully they'll get over a fitness test on Saturday morning, you know. And Benny Harrigan's very doubtful at the minute, but hopefully he'll come through a fitness test, yeah. But it's very doubtful at the minute.
And you've got, what, 2 weeks since the McCools game to prepare? Got plenty of work done?
Plenty of work done, Tom. So those are two or three boys overseas, you know, and they can't come home for training, and far too much commitment, you know, and they haven't really played much or touched train since the McCools match, so they might be a wee bit ring rusty, you know, but whoever's here and available, we're training well, and training has gone good and good numbers, so we're well enough prepared for the final.